August 17, Isaiah 61, 1-10, white like snow. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 57:15. In the vision that came to Isaiah in the temple court, he was given a clear view of the character of the God of Israel. The high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, had appeared before him in great majesty. Yet the prophet was made to understand the compassionate nature of his Lord. In beholding his God, the prophet had not only been given a view of his own unworthiness, there had come to his humbled heart the assurance of forgiveness, full and free, and he had arisen a changed man. He had seen his Lord. He had caught a glimpse of the loveliness of the divine character. He could testify of the transformation wrought through beholding infinite love. Henceforth, he was inspired with longing desire to see erring Israel set free from the burden and penalty of sin. "Why should ye be stricken any more?" the prophet inquired. "Come now and let us reason together," saith the Lord. "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." The God whom they had been claiming to serve, but whose character they had misunderstood, was set before them as the great healer of spiritual disease. The heart of infinite love yearns after those who feel powerless to free themselves from the snares of Satan, and he graciously offers to strengthen them to live for him. "Fear thou not," he bids them, "for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Have you, reader, chosen your own way? Have you wandered far from God? Have you sought to feast upon the fruits of transgression, only to find them turned to ashes upon your lips? Return to your Father's house, he invites you, saying, "Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live."